Phil's there. G'day, Phil.
Hi, Gary. Thank you for taking my call. I don't know if I'll be able to get through this, but I'll give it my best shot. Firstly, thank you for the politicians that tried to stand up for us yesterday. And I could say so much about whether it's what Mr. Barnett should or shouldn't say, but I'll make this appeal to Mr. Barnett and his office personally today, Gary. People like me and other people like myself and stuff, well, he didn't want to, for whatever ego reasons, for whatever reason, answer these questions yesterday, but what about me? I think people like me deserve to be told by him, to my face. That's a give me nothing, I have to do nothing, but you tell me the reason. Give me a reason and tell me why either we don't qualify or this. You know what I'm trying to say?
Sorry, mate. Can I just clarify, Phil? You don't have to go into too many details, but are you a victim of child sex abuse in state care in any way or church? Or
yes, yeah. I was. Quite. Probably in the worst of the worst, some would say. And I was at Castle there too.
Okay.
But it wasn't Castle. Other places that were worse than Castle there, believe it or not. These in the early 70s.
You've always been acutely aware that that wonderful term, the statute of limitations, over the trauma you've gone through.
Only in recent years, Gary. I've never asked the government for a cent, nor have I received a cent or anything from them in any way, at any time.
So you'd like to know why they can't see fit to get moving on a piece of legislation like this?
Yeah.
All right.
And I want the Premier to tell me if he doesn't want to tell the other politicians, why don't I, and not just I, universally, I know, the other people, all the survivors like me, I deserve at least to know. Give me a reason. I'll live with that reason. I've lived with everything else, but give me a reason.
All right.
We'll
try and get one for you, Phil. I do appreciate you calling through. I really do. Thanks very much for that. Patricia's there. Hi, Patricia.
Hi. My heart goes out to that chap. He would have been in those homes when my boys were in there. Anyway, I've lost all three of my boys because of this. And Colin Barnett, he hasn't got a brain in his foot, let alone his head. He is selfish, and he just doesn't care about these children. You know, they've been to hell and back.
Well, look, far be it from me to try and be a spokesman for the Premier. I'm going to point out something, obviously, some background here into, let's say, Katanning, for example. I know the Premier moved pretty quickly on the information he had to bring about an inquiry into Katanning, which obviously was the right thing to do. Look, it sounds to me, Patricia, and to Phil as well, that things started to get personal in Parliament. The Premier would rather have the heat taken out of it for a little while and maybe come back to this next week. But if it comes back next week, is there going to be a commitment by the government to actually support the bill, support the legislation? Now, it's all well and good to stand up and say it's all good work that Dr. Jacobs is doing, but does that mean they can pass this stuff before the end of the year? That's the question I think Phil and Patricia would like to know the answer to, and I don't think it's much to ask. As I said, I've read out one statement from the Leader of the House that just says that, there's business in the Parliament and sometimes bills will get adjourned. It's not uncommon. The question is, though, when it comes back before the Chamber, is there a view that it can actually be passed in the lower house by the end of the year? There you go. That's a pretty straightforward question. If there are reasons that it can't, we put in a call to the Attorney General, by the way. If there are reasons it can't, tell us. Tell the victims of child sex abuse why. And don't hide behind what might be going on in the background. Come out and say it. 9-